Okay, shalom, shalom, Rabbi Isai. So we are in the Ramchal's Mamar Hakivni. I had intended Bli Nedar. I'm going to try next week to actually print them out for the Olam. I meant to do that tonight. I'm sorry, but meanwhile, we'll still do it this way. So, he's been telling us how the way the world is set up is Be'etzem. It's set up in a place where you need to get from point A to point B. The world wasn't set up bishleimus, and you need to be bringing the Shefa down in order to get that Shleimus, whether it's in Gashmius, whether it's in Ruchnius, whether it's the world reaching its perfection. And this is where the whole concept of tikva, of hope, comes in. Because the way it works is, you hope toward Shamayim, and that's where it comes from. So now let's see Vayit. He continues. Hashchina yatza mitchila bilti mushlemes. He's taking the concept further. He's saying that even the gilui of Elokus in our world, the gilui of Hashem in our world, is not bishleimus. Shchina, if we in a very broad kind of way use the word shchina as interchangeable with Hashem, we talk about Hashem as the shchina. The shchina really has a more specific connotation. Shechina is the oifen of Hashem's gilui in our world. That's why if you say L'shem Yichud, which I don't usually, but if you say L'shem Yichud, the lashon is L'shem Yichud Kud Shebrichu Shechinte. You want to be meyached the Shechina with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Isn't the Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the answer is that not exactly, meaning the two words are not synonymous. Shechina is the manner in which Hashem reveals himself in our world. And when we express L'shem Yichud, what we're saying is we want it to be fuller, we want it to be more complete, right? Ein Hashem Shalim, this we know, right? Yod Kes Ka, Ein Hashem Shalim. So the gilui of Hashem in our world is not complete, it's limited. Because the idea is for it to get there. It's always everything about our world is with a eye forward, with an eye ahead to reach that final point. If you remember last time we saw that, that's how he touched up the word Bereshis. Bereshis means that he set it up as the beginning of a process. So now he explains that's why also we have the word Elohim here. Why isn't it Bereshis Bara Hashem? So we're all familiar with Rashi, that Tchila Midas Hadin. He's giving another pshat here. World, Bria Sa'ilam, is the epitome of Chesed. So why shouldn't it be Bereshis Bara Yudke Vavke? Why is it Bereshis Bara Elohim? So the Ramchal's twist on that is because Elohim, Yudke Vavke, is the full Gilui. Is the shleimus of the gilui? Thank you. Is the shleimus of the gilui? Bereishis bara elikim. Elikim is midas hadin, which is a certain tzimtzum. It's a certain limitation of Hashem bringing Himself out. Elikim is not the same level of gilui as yudke vavke is, and therefore the pasuk says bereishis bara elikim. The world was created in a state of not quite there. Even in terms of the Gilui of Elokus in our world, the world was created in a state of not quite there, and we have it with an eye on getting there. So that's why Elokim Davka, the name Elokim is used here. Now, another pasuk that he brings to bring out this point, and here Vaito, we're working with very deep interpretations of these pasukim, as Kedarko Shel HaRamchal. So he says now another pasuk. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Now he's lining that up with the pasuk of Bereishis Bara Elokim, the way he interpreted it. Yiras Hashem, okay, ain yira ela mipnei mishet tzarich. The word yira connotes that you are in the other party's hands. We won't say person in this context, but you're in the other party's hands. Now, yira in a general way means fear. I'm afraid that someone's going to do something to me. But it's not just that. Even that is already showing that you are under that person. Your welfare depends on him. But yira also, you can be yore from your boss because you may not get everything that you hope to get from him. You, if we're talking gashmis, okay? You need him to help you reach your shleimus. What's your shleimus? A full bank account. You need him to help you get to get you there, and you can be scared of the prospect of him not getting you there. Therefore, yes, people are definitely intimidated by their boss, even though your boss might be a weaker person than you, can hurt you, but he can not provide you with what you need to get what you need to get. So, ein yira ela mipnei mi shetzarich lo. Yira denotes that you are in the other person's hands, that you depend on him. Again, the way we usually use it is in a very limited kind of way. But that is what the word contains. If you can't affect him in any way, I don't need anything from you. I mean, none of my needs depend on you in any way. I wouldn't be scared of you. So now, how do we interpret the pasuk? Bereishis implies Hashem created the world in a state of Reishis. It's in a beginning stage that needs to get somewhere, right? So Reishis Chachma, that Chachma in that Reishis was what? It was Yiras Hashem. That he created, the Chachma was that the goal that we're aiming for in the Reishis, where is it supposed to get us? It's Yiras Hashem. It's to achieve what we want to achieve from that dependence on Hashem. So, Reishis Chochmas Hamatzil Baruch Hu. This is how he interprets the pasuk. The beginning stage of the Chochma, meaning the Chochma of Hashem, that went into Briyas Ha'olam was. Was creating a goal of Yirah Shamayim, Shoa Tikva Lo Elyonim, which, weiter in our terms, Yirah Shamayim means my looking up toward Hashem as the one I depend on, as the one who I need, the one who I'm scared to let him down. Right? That's really, those are really the higher levels of Yirah. What's Yirah? Yirah Sa'inesh is one basic level, but then we have the higher levels. Yira, Yira Saroimimus, which translates into Yira not to get close enough to Hashem. Yira not to get from Hashem what he would like to give me. Yira to let Hashem down. So it's Weitzer. It's that tikva toward Hashem, that focus on I need to get well, either to Hashem or to where Hashem wants to get me. So that's Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Then he continues and says, right, this is very different than the style of Ramchal that we know, Mesil HaSisharim. So, Hashem, Hu HaElokim Mamish, Ki HaKol Echad. And this is what's behind Hashem, Hu HaElokim. Like, meaning as follows. Let's put these two psukim together. We said, Bereishis Bara Elokim, the Ramchal told us, what's that pasuk denoting? That Elokim, created the world in a state of reishis. It's at the beginning of the process. It has to reach its completion. And that's why dafka, the word elikim, is used, because elikim implies limited gilui. Hashem didn't give us that full revelation of himself. We work towards it in our own personal lives and in terms of the world reaching its purpose. And he's lining that up with Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The Chachma of the way Hashem set the world up at the beginning stage is that your hopes are toward Yudkei Vavkei, meaning it's in a state of Elohim. But it's Yiras Hashem, the Yira as in the fear, as in that sense of dependence, that sense of I need you, is geared toward Hashem. You want to get from Elohim. Elohim is the way you actually created it. But Yiras Hashem is the goal of it. You want to get from a place of Elohim to full-fledged Gilui of Hashem. So he says, Hashem hu Elohim. When we say Elohim, we're showing you a limited Gilui in order for you to get to the full Gilui. He brought it out initially in a form of Elohim in order to get to the Yud Kei Vavke. So, weiter, we're all coming back to the same point. Again, we're getting very esoteric here, but it's really bringing us back to the same point, that the essence of the way the Bria was set up is that we're created in a place of lack with an eye on, with hope for, having that lack filled by Hashem. Now he gives a few more examples of this. Not only is it that we're created that way, that we have to hope toward Hashem in order to get his Shefa, but the whole world was set up that way. Hadishayim omdu al pesach hakarka, like this we know from Rashi and Bereishis, that it says, the Torah says that the world, after it says that the grass was created, it says that the kol tziach hasod eter mi'ab'oretz v'chol esav hasod eter mi'itzmach. It was all right there, almost at the surface, but it didn't sprout forth. And what are we told? What does Rashi tell us? Because nobody davened for it yet. Davening is, again, what we said yesterday, that's the expression of our hope toward Hashem. That's the way Olam Hazeh is set up. Lack, 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 problems, lack of fulfillment, need that you have to fill by making the connection, turning toward Hashem, hoping to Him, using your tikva to create the kav, right? It's that same shayresh, tikva kav, the kav that brings you the shefa from Hashem. Halevana mikabelas min Hashemesh. Another example is that the moon receives from the sun, meaning that this is the way you see it all around the Bria. That things are created, not in their state of fulfillment, and they have to turn to those above them to get their full fulfillment. Now, he gives another very profound perush on a pasuk. But you know what? Before we get into this, maybe we'll save this pasuk for Sunday. I want to bring it back down to the very practical bottom line that we're trying to get out of all this, the Yesod HaKivul. That is that the essence of the way Hashem set up our dynamic with Him is that we're away from Him, we're distanced from Him, and that creates lack, that creates problems, etc. And we're meant to hope toward Him as expressed in Tefillah, as practically expressed through Masim Tovim. We hope toward Him as in, we hope toward Him in order to get Him to fill that lack. We want to activate what He has to give us. We do that through our kivui, through hoping toward Him. Again, we express it in tefillah, but the actual root of it is we're mashlim that lack by filling the picture by I was put away from Hashem, I turn toward Him, and I hope toward Him. And that is what actually brings the shefa. That's what opens up the channels. And that, as I just want to bring it back to where we started from, is why we're learning this now. It's the we'll call it the Ramchal's more esoteric nusach of what the concept of bitachon is. It's the essence of the way Hashem set up the world. With the kav, where there's a tzimtzum, where Hashem kiviyachol distanced you from him, limited himself, allowed the lack to exist in this world, and the way to overcome that is by directing our tikva toward him, and that creates the kav that brings his shefa toward us. And this, I just want to sign off by stressing that when you start learning Chavis HaVav B'Shara B'Tochen, you can move from one mistake to another. Meaning, we grew up hearing that B'Tochen means if you trust you, if you're hoping you're hoping for $5,000, so you're supposed to trust and believe that you're going to get it. And then you get it. Because the problem is that sometimes you don't. And then the Chavis HaVav comes and tells us it's not what B'Tochen means. B'Tochen means the understanding that you're completely in Hashem's hands and that He is caring for you in the best way possible and feel secure in that knowledge. Which means that even if you don't get the $5,000, realize that that's what's best for you. But in doing that, we're making too much of an about face and we're actually missing an important piece. And that's what he's filling in here. And the Chazon Ish also spells this out. That, wait. Don't just say B'tochen means that, oh, if I don't get it, it's fine, and work on internalizing that. B'tochen also means the understanding that I'm in Hashem's hands, and He can do anything. And therefore, when I'm not sure, will I get the $5,000? Why not? Where on earth can it come from? So before saying, well, if it's not good for me, I won't get it, and I'm going to work on appreciating that because I'm probably not getting it, first say, wait. I'm in Hashem's hands. Hashem has all the ability in the world to provide it for me, even though I have absolutely no idea how that can happen. Don't skip that stage. That's a fundamental piece of it. The Chazon Ish stresses that. He says you're facing a situation where 90% chas v'shalom, a person is not going to survive. 10% he will. So don't just jump and say, oh, okay, it's good for me if I don't survive. Say 90%, 10%, 1 minute, whose hands am I in? I'm in Hashem's hands, and therefore, it's perfectly reasonable that I will survive. Makes just as much sense, no less sense. If I don't, that's what Hashem decided. But there's nothing at all preventing the possibility that I will. And that's a very chash of a piece of the B'tochen, and that's the tikva piece that the Ramchal is inserting here. Okay. A guten Shabbos. Oh, okay.